Hi, my name is Jack Notar, and I'm here with Sam Rogers, who is my interviewee. Some questions for him about bookstores in the context of, you know, their place in American cities and, you know, just what's going on. So the questions might be a little bit personal. Are you okay with that?
Yep.
All right, cool. So just first question, what makes for a good bookstore?
I definitely think the best bookstores have their own personality. I was never a huge fan of the big Porter's or Barnes & Noble. Most of the bookstores I like a lot are local and personally owned. I always think they're intimate. They have a wide variety of books, but it's still small scale. And you just feel like you could stay there for a while.
All right, so small is more comfortable.
I would think so. I just think it's more personal, and you get better service.
Do you have a favorite local bookstore, small one?
It's not in business anymore, but there's one down the street in Leesburg. It was an old house that they converted into a bookstore, and I had gone several times, and it was just, I like the way it was put together, and the people that owned it were really nice. There's also one in Frederick.
Virginia?
Yeah, no, Maryland. And I remember it was before I went abroad, and they were giving really good advice on all the travel books. And then they had a really good fantasy section. They love Lord of the Rings.
All right, Lord of the Rings. So I had a question that was, which is better, a big bookstore or a small bookstore? But that's been answered. What is a... Do you have any fond memories of times maybe in that small locally owned bookstore down the street?
I think the first time I went, probably, I still remember the book I got. I can't remember the title, but it was about a child vampire. It was just nice because I mowed the lawn next door, and so you could just go over when you're done. And just exploring that, I'm just trying to remember the layout. I think there are books in the bathroom even. I don't know. It was just cool. My mom was there.
Mom was there? That's pleasant.
She likes books.
So, in regards to the big bookstores and small bookstores, do you think that they're thriving or dying in this day and age, and why?
I definitely think e-commerce is putting a real big hurting on bookstores, big and small. I think specialized bookstores have a bit of an edge because they can offer things you can't find everywhere or you need a recommendation for. But, I mean, Borders went out of business a couple years ago. Barnes & Noble is on the cusp. I don't know how Books A Million is still around. I think thrift stores that have books are doing well because they're really inexpensive, so you can get a dollar book. But then there's that thriftbook.com.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people shop from. And then the Kindle, all the e-readers. You have it on your phone now. You don't have to carry around a book. I know if I want to travel, I don't want to carry around 6 books. You can just carry it around an e-reader. So I think with the advent of online shopping and technology, it's going to drive bookstores that are innovative or specialized out of business.
Do you think that's necessarily a bad thing?
I guess it depends on the person. I like physical books. I have a lot of physical books. I don't have as many e-books. But I don't know. I think it's sort of a bad thing. I like bookstores. I think they're nice places to hang out.
Yeah. We talked before this about you going abroad to Europe. Is there anything noticeably different about European bookstores as compared to American ones?
Well, I guess the biggest thing, I was in Vienna, so everything was in German. So
yeah.
I had to hunt out specialized bookstores, and so there's only one or two English bookstores in Vienna. And so I guess they do well if people are, for the English-speaking people. I think the prices were the same. I went to, it's called the Shakespeare Book Company, I think. And they have a couple stores across Europe. And I went to the one in Prague. And that was a cool one. It was 2 stories. And they had stuff in the basement. They had used books as well, which you really don't see as much in American bookstores.
Used books?
Yeah. Or at least traditional.
Yeah, right.
The big
ones.
I don't know, I think they're pretty similar. I mean, you could find a lot of American titles over there. But they had a lot of reference books or like learning books, which I don't know.
Yeah, that's cool. Would you ever consider working at a bookstore?
I guess if I couldn't find a job, it'd be nice because you could read a lot of books. I mean, I just read this book, this The Shadow of the Wind, and the protagonist grows up in a bookstore, and the entire thing is about bookstores and books. And so it'd be interesting to live that life because I guess it took place a while ago, so he had to go out and hunt and find books for people, which you don't really need to do anymore because you can just order whatever you want online. So I think it's different now than what it was. I think now it's more a service job. In the past, it could be more research-based. Like, you have to go find stuff and hunt, and you have to have a vast array of knowledge.
That's true. That's cool. Do you have a favorite genre of book?
I'm a big fantasy reader, but I also like a decent amount of nonfiction, especially science-related. So Four Fish was a really good book I had to read one time. Let Them Eat Shrimp. I don't know. I always like science novels that have a compelling story as well, like Into the Woods by Bill Bryson.
That was a good one.
Yeah, but a lot of fantasy. I love Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings.
When you go into a bookstore, do you go in knowing what you're looking for, or do you just sort of improvise, look around?
I generally know what I'm looking for, but sometimes I'll look around as well and find authors I know and then look them up online and see if I'd like the book. Because there's a lot of, I think it's goodreads.com or something, they'll give you recommendations, or you can find ratings at least. But I'm usually looking for classics when I go to bookstores that I should read and I haven't yet.
What's the closest bookstore to you right now that you can think of?
There's one or two like thrift stores that sell books, but I guess like bookstore would be Books A Million, which is over by Giant.
It's not too far.
2 miles, mile and a half.
Yeah, that one's stayed in. Do you know any bookstores other than, like, personally, other than the small one down the street that have gone out of business? And then, conversely, do you know any bookstores that have sprung up since you can remember?
Gone out of business around here. I mean, Borders, but that was the whole chain. That was on Sterling. The little one down the street went out. And then, but we got one of the thrift stores, the Bloom and Blossom, has a lot of books. A lot of weird fantasy books, like old copies. There's not as many springing up, I would say, but there's some that have stayed in business.
Yeah. I don't know, just it seems that more, it's kind of going downwards, at least here. I guess I can't speak for anywhere else. And like maybe, because right now we're in the small town of Leesburg. It's not that small. It was 40,000 people. But do you think that in places, I don't know, maybe like college towns or big cities that bookstores will continue?
Yeah, I mean, kind of well? There's one in New York City that's basically a whole city block. It's huge.
You been there?
No, but I've read about it, and it's just been around forever. There are a couple in Williamsburg that stay around. There's the Mermaid something, and it's around. I've been inside there. It's pretty small, but it's nice. I feel like the more, I wouldn't say younger, but more liberal or hip places would have bookstores that could remain.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Leesburg is sort of more families and people with a lot of money. You can do Kindles and...
So do you think there's a connection between, like, being hip, I guess, being, like, cool, and then bookstores? Because it seems to be that's somewhat prevalent.
Like that runs in line with, like, vinyl records. Books are becoming this weird...
Okay. It's like a purity thing.
Like, oh, I don't want to read on my e-reader. I want a physical book. I don't want to listen to my MP3. I want my vinyl.
Yeah, that's a good point. So maybe they'll become the new... Maybe they already are the new record store. Sort of like the just cool, maybe not practical place, but cool.
Yeah. It's like a good little coffee shop in there.
Yeah, coffee shop, record store, bookstore combination. All right, this is... because of personal, I like history books. I do like history books. Do you remember the last history book you read?
I don't know. I read a lot of fantasy. I'm trying to think back.
You don't have to. It connects to another question. The answer could be no.
I don't think I remember the last one.
All right, do you think that the closing down of bookstores impacts how people learn about history in any way? Just, or do you think that it's being replaced by, you know, just any bookstores replaced by Amazon or whatever?
Well, I think the people that want to learn about history will find the books.
That's a good point.
So I don't think it will impact them. I think bookstores are a better place to find good history books because you have people that can recommend them, especially if it's specialized.
Yeah.
But I mean, also, like, libraries are big. Like, the Thomas Birch or Balch Library.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's very history-oriented and genealogy. It's specialized for that. So I think even if the bookstores go away, it'll still be there. But, I mean, I think Amazon, like, a lot of people use the internet, like Wikipedia. I know it's not a great source, but people read about their history that way.
Yeah. I guess you get more generalized and quicker than going to a bookstore, looking up a book, reading the whole book.
Yeah, I know. If I, like,
buying the book.
If I have a question, I'll Google it. But, I mean, in the academic standpoint, whenever I have papers that are heavily history or, like, art history-based, I go to the library and I find books on that subject because it's going to be so much more in-depth than any article you can find online.
Yeah.
But I think libraries are stronger learning points than for history than bookstores.
Do you think that school bookstores are any different than, like, a normal, like, either whether it be Borders or, like, just a small one?
Like the ones on campuses?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the Barnes & Noble at William & Mary is definitely a different layout because it has, I mean, it has a fair number of books, obviously, but also has a lot of William & Mary gear. Has a lot of toys.
Yeah.
I think that's just that, like, chain of bookstores, because Barnes & Noble tries to, like, diversify so they can actually stay in business. But I remember Amazon is starting to make brick-and-mortar stores to sell their books, and they're trying to drive Barnes & Noble out. But I think there's different, and, like, they focus on different things, because they definitely focus on textbook rentals versus sales of their books and, like, selling, but school spirit stuff.
Okay, maybe they're not just a normal bookstore.
Yeah, but I think that's keeping Barnes & Noble afloat, is that they basically run a monopoly on rentals.
Mm-hmm.
But Amazon and other third-party booksellers are creeping in on that.
Yeah. Don't really have any more questions. You've answered basically everything. The reason I'm conducting this interview is to see how bookstores in American cities, and, how they're doing, I guess, want to know more. And then it relates back to the oral history portion of history, whether it be, you know, someone telling a story, their personal account of something that happened versus, like, a textbook. Do you think that bookstores in any way are connected to oral history versus alternative forms of historical knowledge?
Mm.
Do you see a connection?
I don't think as much the bookstore as the people that work there, because if you have a bookstore owner that's been there forever,
mm-hmm.
like, they meet interesting people, they read a lot, like, they can tell you a lot. So I think without a bookstore, you're going to lose those people, and the internet's, there's no one that's going to tell you on the internet about anything. So I think that's a good conduit to the bookstore to find out oral history.
Okay. That's it. That's all the questions. My name's Jack. This was Sam Rogers. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
All right.